Welcome to the Georgia Guardsman Podcast for April 2009. The Georgia Guardsman is produced by the Georgia Department of Defense with news about the Georgia Army National Guard, the Georgia Air National Guard, and the Georgia State Defense Force. In this edition, the 40th Brigade heads for Camp Shelby, then Afghanistan. An Air Guard surgeon helps children in the Philippines. And the 165th Airlift Wing deploys. These stories and more are coming up, but first... It wasn't the NBA playoffs, but members of the Air and Army National Guards faced off at Atlanta's Phillips Arena in the first charity basketball game between the two. The two teams played a full game prior to the Atlanta Hawks-Indiana Pacers match that evening, in which the Guard as well as military veterans were honored. After a dynamic battle, the Army Guard 5 bested the Air Guard 66-57. The Atlanta Hawks later presented the Georgia Guards Family Support Foundation with a $3,000 check. All over the state, loved ones are saying farewell to the soldiers of the 48th Infantry Brigade Combat Team as they start on the long road to deployment. Headquarters Company and Bravo Company of the 121st Infantry Battalion departed for Camp Shelby in early April, followed by the rest of the 48th Brigade at the end of the month. The main body of the 48th will train at Camp Atterbury, Indiana, before heading to Afghanistan. The 48th Brigade and supporting units will spend a year in Afghanistan as part of Task Force Phoenix. During a stirring send-off ceremony in Macon, the soldiers were praised and encouraged by Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue.
The American soldier, you are a symbol of the humanity and the decency of this nation. You represent a country that does not seek the expansion of territory, but the realm of liberty and the reach for freedom in all of this world.
Along with their Army counterparts, members of the 165th Airlift Wing departed for Afghanistan in late April. The unit will be assisting with air support as well as ground maintenance. The wing will first deploy to Afghanistan, then move on to other areas in the region. Georgia's long-range surveillance unit, Hotel Company, 121st Infantry, recently conducted airborne insertion training. The unit jumped in the Preston drop zone at Fort Gordon, Georgia, via two Black Hawk helicopters. Parachute riggers from the 165th Quartermaster Company and soldiers from the 560th Battlefield Surveillance Battalion also participated in the event. Colonel John David Mullins, the Air National Guard State Surgeon, returned in late April from a two-week medical mission in the Philippines. Mullins and his team of 15 surgeons and medical personnel performed surgery on hundreds of men, women, and children in Rojas City. For complete stories as well as other news, visit the Georgia DoD website at www.dod.state.ga.us. And that's the Georgia Guardsman Podcast for April 2009. Email us at doc@ga.ngb.army. I'm David Howell, and thanks for listening.